Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Match Ball.
Welcome to The Match Ball live for our TSB Plus members in your podcast app and on YouTube afterwards as well. Dan Moylan with Michael Normanton and Rob Conlon following the 0-0 draw at Newcastle New Year's Eve. Show is brought to you by Levi Solicitors. 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. 15% discount is available on
wills
and
probate
and
conveyancing.
All three until the end of January 2023. It's 2023 tomorrow.
It's good, isn't it?
The year that Leeds United, we emerge from our chrysalis and we blossom into the most beautiful butterfly.
Got a bit of work to do between now and midnight.
Well, listen, let's remember I'm new and positive now. I'm not letting Leeds United phase me.
You weren't stressed at all during that, were you?
No, because I went out of the studio and sat in the toilet for the last 15 minutes.
Completely rational. It's all fine.
I should say I didn't need to go either. I just went and sat in there.
Well, on the plus side, it was very similar to the way we played against Man City in many ways. And you were full of praise for that. So,
Listen, we dominated there from start to finish, as I'm sure the momentum graph will show. I'm just having a look on SofaScore. Oh yeah, we had one attack in the second half. The rest of it is lots, because SofaScore, the graph shows, it's a bar chart, isn't it? So the stronger the attacking, the higher it is. Newcastle are upwards, we're downwards. Very little downwards attacking there.
I think there was that one where Rodrigo went through and should have passed it early to click and then waited and then put it out for a goal kick.
It was Rodrigo had a shot, didn't he?
He did have a shot.
According to this, I'm just having a look at the yellow cards there towards the end of the game. And this on SofaScore says that Guimaraes and Melier and Callum Wilson before that were all booked for argument.
There you go.
Yeah. So there you go.
Poor old Melier was just trying to get on with the game.
Statistics. Let's have a look at the statistics, shall we? Because they're very important.
I mean, Rob's already mentioned that they did once again have seven big chances to our zero.
So this is improved. So if you look at what happened with Manchester City where we lost 3-1, they also, Newcastle had seven big chances. How many did they score?
Well, three.
How many did Newcastle score?
Oh, Newcastle score? None.
None. So, and we got a point for today. So that's good. That's progress. We should be happy with that. Yes, no?
It's hard to be too happy. Very very happy with the point because we...
The football is awful, isn't it?
We 100% didn't deserve it. If it hadn't been for the fact that their chances all went to either Cher, who we decided to not mark at any point, even though he was constantly stood there at the far post. Just leave him. Just leave him, lads, every single time.
Yep.
Headers, let him bring it down, control it.
Yeah.
Have a shot.
I don't like that Cher character. He's got ideas above his station, if you ask me. He's meant to be a centre-half, isn't he?
Desperately trying to resist puns on Cher songs.
Go on,
now.
You can do it.
No, I've said it now, so I've kind of preempted my own joke. So let's...
If he could turn back time, I'm sure he'd score one of those.
Just got to believe, etc. Well, let's start with the kit combination.
That was nice.
The disco Stilton yellow and white and white. If only somebody from Adidas or Leeds United had looked at the teams we were going to play this year and designed kits that would reflect the opposition.
Is this the one that his kid designed, or was that the first kit?
No, that's the pyjamas, the third kit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked horrible. I think the fact is because it's not very yellow, it looks like it's been badly washed with the... It should be a white kit that's ended up somehow stained.
Yeah, but Gen Z are loving it. They're lapping it up in their millions.
I've
sold loads, and that's all that counts.
The most damning indictment was that you said even Pascal Strauch looks bad in it.
He did.
And you think, well, Adidas needs to get their ass in gear in that case.
So you're looking for positives from today. I've written down Burn versus Nonto at corners. That was fun. Didn't there some physical comedy there?
Yep. I don't know why... I mean, we should say that was our attacking corners. Burn was marking Nonto.
I mean, I know our defending's pretty crap at the best of times these days. I would have been upset if Nonto had been marking Burn the other side.
Well, I'd have been happy if Nonto was marking Cher because no one else was.
Yeah.
Just the decision to leave him free every time. I know I'd mentioned it once, but I really, by the third time it got to him and he was completely unmarked back there.
We were saying
starting to get a bit annoyed by it.
Matt Jackson was doing set pieces, wasn't he? So now he's gone. Just leave it. It'll be fine.
So I've written down here, still acres of space. This is my third note in the game. Still acres of space in defence. Why don't we mark? Question mark. But let's not concentrate on that. The note underneath said Robin Cox Tash. So let's talk about that instead.
It's a good Tash.
It's a really good Tash. What do you reckon to it, Rob?
It's decent, yeah. I remember it's his dad's got quite the look, hasn't he? I'm trying to picture it. Does he have the Tash as well?
He certainly used to when he was playing.
Yeah.
I've not seen him in these
strong
days.
Jeans then.
And there was a point in that first half when we were leaving three up on their corners. So they're having corners, but we were leaving three up, which I thought was ambitious.
I suppose it drags people out, doesn't it?
Forshaw ruptured his nose. And then there was a talking point on 40 minutes, which was their penalty shout, which was never a penalty, was it?
No, nothing like. I don't even know why it was. I don't know what. This obviously wasn't on telly today, so
it's what Popey's described on the radio.
We're basing all this in our imaginations, aren't we? From what we think might have happened. But the person I think might have been co-coming, which might have been Karen Carney.
I don't know if it was.
Or someone else who sounded vaguely Midlandsy. We seemed to think it was a penalty, but it absolutely wasn't.
I'm furious it wasn't. Like this, at half-time I wrote down, not a terrible half, definitely in this one, Newcastle more clear-cut chances. And I'm going to do a clang now and name drop, but Phil Hay, he texted me at half-time and said, how do you see this one going? And I said, I can see it petering out to a 0-0. It was a 0-0, so I was right in that respect, but it didn't peter out, did it? It went the other way.
Well, I mean, we did do our best to peter it out. Yeah. I suppose we got them back for last season at Elland Road when they time wasted from the first minute, didn't they?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, because the Geordie lad who I know, John, hello John, if you're watching / listening, said they should have scored five, and I hope the keeper gets chinned in the tunnel. And I did say, daylight robbery by us, we were pretty woeful. It's also quite funny, isn't it?
That's exactly how I felt, just in reverse when Newcastle won at Elland Road last year. That was a robbery.
And my response to that is exactly that. It's like they did it, it came and did it 12 months ago, so it's all part of the game, isn't it?
It was. The highlight of the match was just how we completely wasted time at the end there. Like, as soon as the board went up for stoppage time, the ball wasn't really in play, and it was Tyler Adams was telling their players to shut the fuck up, wasn't he? Which
was
nice. Then Melier was causing fights.
It was Guimaraes, wasn't it, trying to win a penalty, and Adams had to tell him to shut the fuck up,
which is always nice.
On a day when we marked the passing of Pele, the man who created modern football in many ways, the beautiful attacking flair that he was known for, we spent the day trying to end a game, just make it finish as soon as we can.
I also then kind of had a bit of a 15 minute blank after the halftime break and put our mark, need to do something to swing the momentum, click on for Harrison. Did the subs work today, do you think? Did that make any difference? Because the attacking momentum graph did sort of tail off a little bit, but they were still going forward.
Yeah, it did feel like it did something, but then they made subs too, and I'm not sure if that actually helped them, because they brought Sam Maximin on, and I thought, oh, okay, this is going to be a problem for us, but then
it kind of upset their rhythm a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed to alter the way they were playing a little bit. So
the game got broken up, didn't it, a lot? But I think you stopped taking notes perhaps for that period, because it was just Newcastle nearly scoring sort of every
over
interval.
And over and over again. Which is why I stopped watching it, because I can see how this is going. We just need to ride it out now. My final note was Nonto booking ridiculous, which it was pretty ridiculous. Getting booked for not retreating.
And I'm sure he was 10 yards anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and he's only small, so distances are going to look longer to him.
I thought the ref was, if not terrible, pretty inconsistent in some of the stuff he did.
He lost control of that one, I think, in the second half, didn't he? It felt like he did a bit.
And there was definitely one point where he made us reposition a free kick by about 5 metres, but then in injury time, he let Newcastle take one like 20 metres from where it was. So
I think they do
minor things, but it's just
quibble. They sort of get caught up in the occasion, some of them, don't they, I think?
I think by the end of it, when he was blown for full time, having there been no actual football in play during stoppage time, it did feel a lot like, I just can't be arsed, lads, anymore. I'm just going to have to.
It's New Year's Eve. He needs to get home, doesn't he? He's probably got a big party arranged this evening in his kitchen or whatever.
But yeah, I mean, there were 4 minutes added on, and I think the ball can't have been in play for more than about 30 seconds in that 6 minute period.
I mean, overall, well happy with the point out of that, because we're pretty bad, aren't we?
We're fucking awful. I mean, Melier made a couple of really good saves, and they missed some really big chances. They twatted a couple over the bar, didn't they, that were really good. I think Longstaff's one in particular was maybe their best chance.
Chris Wood tried his best not to score, which I think...
It's good of him.
Yeah, very nice of him.
Just waiting for his loan move.
I mean, watching that, you don't want to side with you. There was a nice one in the first half where he sort of took it round the keeper and then just completely missed the ball, which was nice.
Yeah, the first half, I mean, second half, there was a lot of pressure and they created chances. The first half was weird because they didn't seem to need to apply any pressure to just get chances. Like, there was that bit when out of nowhere, Willock was just through on goal with no one around him. And thankfully, his first touch was terrible and he actually took it backwards. So he didn't even get a chance to get a shot off. But you know, one of those things where you just think, oh, he's just completely unmarked. And somehow Ayling was, I don't know what the opposite of an offside trap is.
An offside crap?
Maybe. But we did it in the second half as well. There were moments, I think that chance was Ayling stood miles behind the rest of the line. Second half, there was one where Strouk was stood miles behind the rest of the line, which just creates an enormous gap that you can just put a ball into.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much of it is down to, and we saw this in the Man City game and we saw it again today, the complete inability to retain possession or do anything with it.
Impossible to get a point off Man City, you remember?
Yeah, well, we've seen that today.
What do you expect?
Well, I'm glad now that Andrea Radrizzani liked that tweet that said something to that effect. We're not supposed to get points from Man City.
Mm.
But anyway, the fact that we don't do anything in possession is troubling to me, and it's not fun to watch, is it?
It's awful. I thought it was appalling today. And there'll be people in the comments saying, oh, you just want Marsh sacked or whatever, but could we just do something better then?
Yeah.
I've no issue with him personally. I just think we play awful, awful football.
It's that was the thing after the City game. You know, there were things that I didn't particularly like, but then at the same time, I didn't really have alternatives to suggest of like, well, how we could have done that any better. But I think watching today, it is just like, can you just be better at what you do?
We'll go back to the Man City game where we said we didn't lay a glove on them. I think that was the thing today, is that you wanted at least us to cause them a bit of trouble at some point during the game, and we barely did a thing, did we?
We don't seem to have any easy passes at any point. I think it's because we play so narrow, but it feels like there's never just a winger stood out that you can give the ball to safely. So we're constantly just trying to thread the needle.
Doing that ping, like pinging
and
it around.
And it so rarely works.
It's so congested, isn't it? Like, it's not even having to play through the opposition players. You've got to play through like half the Leeds team as well to pass forward, because we're all stood within the width of the penalty area.
I don't know. I don't see any improvements.
Not at all.
No, it's exactly...
Is it that you think... Do you think it's genuinely this now until the end of the season?
It seems to be the plan. I don't know. We don't seem to ever address the fact that this is just how we play now.
Yeah. I mean, do you not think for late in the first half that worked for a bit, and we're up against a very good side today? And I'm not trying to... Because people will also go, you're just making excuses.
It's for a bit, but what name me a chance we had in the first half.
Oh. So let me have a look at the momentum graph. There's so many I need to probably... go back to it and just check. We had, according to the momentum graph, was it? Oh, it's just disappeared off my screen.
Listen, you don't need to check the graph. We didn't really have any. We didn't carve any chances.
According to the attacking momentum graph, we had the first sort of 8 to 10 minutes of play. They had a period in possession. Then it was us again, and then they had most of the rest of the first half.
If in our periods of having the ball, nothing is created.
No, the attacking momentum doesn't particularly go big on the graph either, which shows you, I think, how far up the pitch you get, maybe, or how good your chances or whatever.
I do have a note saying, is Rodrigo playing from the first half? Because I just completely couldn't see him. But that's not even necessarily a criticism of him, because we never have the ball. We never build possession. We never make it easy to bring our attackers into the game. Like the amount of times over this game and Man City game where it was just hoofed up to Rodrigo and he's sort of winning a flick on, but to nobody. And it does feel like we've changed shape slightly, and the design has been to make us more solid, which it hasn't done because we're conceding loads of chances, but also it's made us look less threatening because we're kind of sacrificing the number 10 or the attacker for an extra central midfielder, which was weird because Harrison today seems to be doing a bit of both. He was sort of 4-3-3 and 4-2-3-1. But like I was saying after the City, it just concerns me that there has been a month break to work on it and get better, and it's always been, oh, you know, he just needs time, or the players will get used to it. And you just watch it and you think, oh, it's crap though, isn't it?
Well, the idea of booting it up the pitch to try and win it back further up, I don't enjoy personally. I want it to work. I'd love it to work, but it does concern me watching it. And like, I remember, you know, going back to the previous manager, we won't use his name because it upsets people. Really looking forward to seeing the football, even if, you know, we didn't really fancy our chances in a particular game. Whereas now it's got to a point where, and I think this reflected in a fairly large swathe of the fan base. There's not a right lot to look forward to at the minute, is there, style-wise? I think it's quite hard on the eye.
Yeah, I would say so. We've not played... I mean, I suppose we had the Liverpool and Spurs games were better than expected, weren't they?
Mm.
But the goals we score are still... They're still weirdly chaotic goals, aren't they? And I think that's...
The system is designed to create chaos, though, isn't it? So I don't know.
It does feel, though, like we have to work so hard to create a chance, whereas opposition teams, we just give them chances. Like, they don't have to work anywhere near as hard as we have to do, which, yeah,
Is that down to exploiting space, though, Rob, do you think? Like, so other teams will try and make the pitch massive.
They don't need to exploit space. Every set piece, Newcastle had a chance from, more or less, today. Right.
Is that organisation, though? Is it personnel? I don't know.
It's got to be organisation, surely. We can't possibly have a team of professional footballers and so bad at defending a set piece.
But didn't you, like, see Luke Ayling today? And God knows we love Luke Ayling. But got skinned, you know, a number of times, and he seemed to be off the pace. And they took that booking, didn't he? Was it Willock who went past him?
Mm.
And it looked a bit unfortunate. He caught his heels or whatever. But you just see that maybe some of these players have kind of gone past their best now, and this is just a reflection of not evolving your squad fast enough.
You're probably right, but to go back to the set pieces thing, famously, you get sort of shithouse teams who are really good at set pieces because it's not really a football skill in some ways. It's just that you have a good setup for things, both attacking and defensively, and were absolutely shambolic from him. Like, abysmal today. It was, Charles should have had three, I think. Burns should have had one when it was knocked back across and he had a bit of an air kick at it. And it just felt like there was one. Melia made a really good save at the far post. That was one of Shares, actually, wasn't it? When he saved it, he was kind of sprawling across to his right.
Mm.
But you can't give away that many chances from set pieces.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Do you want a positive from today?
Point.
Unbeaten in the yellow kit. Or part
okay,
of it.
That kit as well. I'm delighted with the point, don't get me wrong, because we absolutely did not deserve it.
No.
We've got battered in that.
It is a point more than we expected from these two games as well. I think more than a lot of people expected anyway. And I think looking ahead to the next, what is it, four league fixtures, you do sort of think, well, come on now.
Step up and do it now.
Yeah, this is sort of where we'll find out whether we are actually.
But I think,
is that not
the problem with the way that we're kind of writing off numbers of games and saying, well, this is a free hit, and if we get anything from any of these games, it's a good thing, and then we'll concentrate on the next set of games.
Mm.
It's not really the way to live, is it? Like, and you go back to our first season in the Premier League, and we at no point did the season get away from us. We always had a win under our belts. Like every third, fourth game, there'd be a win just to keep us ticking over.
Mm.
So it never got away from us. Whereas it feels like this is kind of getting a bit stretched.
I mean, I guess to counter that, a point here stops it getting away from us to an extent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because like Everton have gone and got a point at Man City today, which if we lose, then they, you know, we see that as them pulling away. Whereas as it is, you know, we keep ticking over as well, and not obviously watched the Man City Everton game, but I dare say Everton have been pretty lucky in that as well, because they'll have had, Man City will have probably had about 48 shots on target or something. But it's just a very awkward way to stay up, isn't it? But maybe we lose this game in different circumstances, but we should have lost it today, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So that's the overriding thing with it. I can't look at the positives too much for it, because we should have lost. Under any other circumstances, we lose that, because we gave them really, really good chances.
Yeah,
it just so happened they fell to people who couldn't score.
Just looking at the XG from the Man City game, Everton's is 0.09, and Man City's is over 2. That's one of the models that's on SofaScore, and the momentum graph is all in favour of Manchester City, barring a few little incursions into the other half by Everton. So it can happen, but Yeah, it is that thing about not laying a glove on them, isn't it? If you want to stay up, you've got to score some. But then we did at Spurs and we did at Liverpool. So it is there within us. Is it just that this system kind of either does work or looks awful and it's opposition dependent, perhaps a little bit to an extent? I don't know.
Possibly. I suppose I'm yet to be convinced by it for any extended period of time anyway. I think that's maybe what it boils down to, that we've never seen a run, have we?
No.
Mm. I think that was off the back of the Monaco friendly as well. And it was Rene Maric who did the post-match press conference. And he was saying that the problem at the start of the second half of that, when we conceded the three goals, was that the players were just a split second off the movements they had to make. But you do sort of think the whole system depends on players just being a split second out. There's a lot of jeopardy on that, isn't there? Mm. Like, it takes that split second for us to completely fall apart.
Tell you what, let's talk about wider context here, because a number of people in the YouTube comments are pointing this out, that you can't forget that Newcastle have had twice the amount of rest that we've had going into this game.
Yeah, that's true.
And as Samantha was saying, we have to give them some credit for grinding out a draw with only 2 days rest, and some of them look shattered, which is a very, very fair point, because there's absolutely no rest at all over this this Christmas period.
Well, there is for Newcastle. Well, yeah. They got some.
For us.
It's a stupid way it's organised because of money from Amazon. Essentially, well, that is why everything's been fucked up in the way it has been. It's just needlessly done.
So let's concentrate on that as a positive, that despite all that, we got something out of it, despite being knackered and having far less time to turn around and having to drive up the A1.
You did that every day.
I did. It's a good couple of hours, though. It is a good couple of hours. It's a couple of hours they could have spent resting. Instead, they're going to get deep vein thrombosis or whatever sat on that coach.
You see, you're joking about that, but given our injury record,
I wouldn't.
Give them all them socks that you wear on the flip.
a point's good. I can't really get over that.
It fundamentally leaves us no worse off, does it? I mean, that is the positive. And if you are refusing to get stressed about Leeds in the second half of the season like me, which is what I'm not going to do.
That's why you went and sat on the toilet for 15 minutes.
No, I went and chose to maintain a sense of calm, Michael. You two were in here getting all fretful and worried. I was in there very, very calm.
Oh, once you left it, the atmosphere lifted. We had a couple of cigars out.
So we close out. Where are we in the table? Let's have a look. So we close out 2022 in, bear with me a second. I did have it up before. It's here now. We are 14th on 16 points. We are 3 points clear of the drop zone. We also have a game in hand on them and on the team above us. So it's that old thing, isn't it, of if we get through to Wednesday and if we beat West Ham, who are on the back of 5 consecutive defeats, I think now. Is it a 4 or something like that?
Here comes Dr. Leeds. Yeah,
come away. Get away. I'm sick of it. But a win just does catapult you up towards mid-table again, doesn't it? So
I mean, 14th is the plan, isn't it? It's all going to plan if they finish there. I think, you know, a couple of positive results in the next 4 fixtures, whatever it is, you feel a lot better about it, but you just want it to be a bit fun, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not necessarily stressed about the existential threat of relegation, because it's always there, but I'd just like Leeds United to be a bit more entertaining, I think.
Yeah. I want indications that it's working. I think. That's all I'm looking for. I don't know, to see a plan that works and can work at least half the time, which I don't think we've had so far.
So what's our points per game? Let's have a look at that. Let's work it out. So
we've played 16 and we've got 16 points, Dan. So
have we?
How many goals
16
have we 16, got?
16, 16. That's one point per game.
It's 1 point per game, that is, yeah.
Thank you for that, Michael. I was struggling there for a minute.
Oh, Dan, but do you want the good news? You said you get a point for every goal you score, didn't you? So we've got we've actually got 23 points and we're 10.
But it does show we should be higher up the table, though. If we can convert our chances, we should be higher up the table.
Yeah, we are converting chances. We just concede loads.
That puts us on for a 38-point finish, which you've got to say, given where other teams are at the minute, is not going to leave you far off.
We were having these conversations last season, weren't we?
But this is the nature of the Premier League, and until we are not in this situation, we are, which sounds like a really obvious thing to say. But what can we do? You know, we've got January coming up. Let's see what they do. It might be all right.
Mm. Yeah. If we beat West Ham, it's going to look fine.
Yeah, sorry. So we just do that then.
Beat West Ham. Yeah, concentrate on the league with the cup game looming. That's obviously one to quickly check out of, I imagine.
And the cup run starts.
The cup run.
So listen, you two, being negative. Let's enjoy what was a good clean sheet and a good point on the road.
Melier was good.
He was on the match. The point is valuable, but even more valuable is the clean sheet, says Jesse. Since I came here, they've not been so easy to come by. We felt going into the World Cup break that we gave goals away too cheaply.
He can't be bragging about his clean sheet today. I'm sorry, but...
He didn't. He's not bragging, is he?
Well, no, he's saying
it's valuable.
I know,
stop projecting, Michael.
Nah,
fucking hate him, don't you?
To me, that suggests that he's like, oh, we've really worked well to get a clean sheet there. We haven't. We've been really lucky.
But sometimes you've got to ride your luck, and luck counts in football.
Yeah, it does.
Honestly. Anyway, he's not talking about, is it Voba, to pronounce that correctly? The left-back/left centre-half is, I'm not addressing that until if and when it happens. Sounds like he's managing Forshaw and Harrison's minutes, as Popey, to reduce risk of injury in a congested period.
Okay.
Which makes sense, doesn't it?
Is Forshaw's nose falling off?
Yeah, he got a bloody nose, didn't he?
He did.
In the first half. Still like Clicky, not going to comment on his future, but his attitude to being here is great right now.
He was the right man for that game, was Clicky, not to come on and upset people a bit.
And Arsenal winning at Brighton already, 1-0.
Not bothered.
Come on, are you not enjoying our Premier League ride anymore, Michael?
It's hard, isn't it, at the moment.
We could be in the Championship today, playing at like Rotherham or something.
No, that would be worse.
Yeah, so come on, that's the positives to take out of this, isn't it?
That would be worse.
You need to cheer up a little bit, I think. This is the happiness. This is our pastime. This is the joy we get, the escapism from real life. Are you not happy? Are you not happy?
Should see
I'm just worried. I'm worried.
Should see the state of the rest of your life.
Sleeping in my car.
Perlo's Beard pointing out that a game in hand at Old Trafford. Not too promising, says Perlo's Beard. I disagree.
Well, they seem to have got things together a bit, don't they, now?
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But you never know. We could see if we'd have gone there and shit out the point. I'd have found it more amusing, I think.
What, Old Trafford?
I think because I think it would have caused more upset.
Well, we're just getting the practice in. We can do it.
That's true. Yeah, I'd still have the same problem that I mentioned on the Phil Hayes show.
Have you gone to your doctor about it?
There's just nothing connecting our play.
This is the style of play. We're wedded to it now.
Forward and see what happens. Is that the plan?
I think it might be, to be honest. Like it's, yeah.
Okay. I'll try to be more grateful for it.
But as it's been pointed out, someone's tweeted us, and the name has gone at the end of the screen. Let's have a look. It's Robert W, who appears to be somewhere in Stamford, Connecticut. Says the bottom of the Premier League is astonishingly bad. 32 points will likely get Leeds clear of the relegation zone.
It is astonishingly bad, but we're currently 4 points off it, so we're quite bad.
And we did keep saying this last season, and then that number kept going higher and higher, which is kind of the scary bit.
Just got to hang in there, I think, with this one, haven't we? And then see what
we beat West Ham.
See what the summer brings.
It kind of looks okay for a bit, at least.
James is in the comments on YouTube saying, Michael seems like the type that goes to bed at 11:55 tonight. That's absolutely Michael. You'll be in bed before that, won't you? You'll be in bed before
I'm
that.
I'm always up after midnight, actually, so yeah. I suppose I'll try my best.
When you go out and commit your crimes.
hard tonight, everyone's up.
So what do you hope for 2023 for Leeds United? Where can we go from here? In a practical, realistic sense.
Some ideas.
Yeah, let's just get better. I think that's what I'd like to see.
Better at the old football.
Some way of working it so when we get the ball in defence, we can get it up the other end of the pitch.
You can do that by kicking it forward, can't you?
Yeah, between yourselves, keeping it away from the opposition.
Oh, you want us to keep it?
Ideally, yeah.
I don't like your facetious tone, Rob, honestly. You need to...
The passing and the moving, all that stuff.
Melier's best performance under him, says Marsh.
Even
surpassing his heroics at Anfield. What was he doing in injury time, by the way? Because obviously I was otherwise occupied in the bathroom.
I think he had the ball and then Wilson ran towards him to get the ball.
There were two balls on the pitch, wasn't there? And he just sort of left it there so they couldn't take the free kick further up or the throw-in. And Wilson came over and gave him a bit of a push, didn't he? Which he fell over. But that it seemed to have calmed down by that point. And then it was the guy Bruno... who was just very angry at everything by then and sort of came over and made it worse.
It's always a good sign if you frustrated the opposition, doesn't it? That feels like a tiny, tiny victory in itself. So another win for us.
Good.
Come on, let's finish on a positive note. It's New Year's Eve. We've got a new start starting tomorrow. Give me something. Transfer window opens.
The famously good January transfer window.
Go fucking hell.
Oh dear,
I don't know. It'll be fine, won't it?
We didn't sign anyone last January, did we?
Matteo Joseph. How can you forget?
That's true.
And we will this time. I'm confident that we will. They'll address.
I actually think we will sign.
They will
someone.
Address the shortcomings in the squad, and we'll be better.
And Pat Bamford will be fit.
And Pat Bamford is due back in training. So come on, let's keep our chins up, eh? Happy New Year.
I'm got right. a point. Happy New Year.
It's a really good point. I mean, it's not solid. It's a point.
But it's, at the end of the day, a solid point and a slightly more liquid point. worth the same, aren't they, in the table when the shake-up comes at the end of the season?
Gelatinous point.
I hope we stay up by 1 point, and this is the point that swung it. Hey, do you?
Would I take up by 1 point now? Yeah. I probably would.
Will you be stressed if we stay up by 1 point?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm just going to enjoy the ride from here until the end, aren't you? Well, so, and thank you as well for joining us on both the podcast and the video feed.
I'm sorry for being miserable.
Well, not as much as I am, because I have to put up with you like multiple times a week. they cannot listen if they don't want to. I have to sit here and be subjected to your negativity.
I do have nothing personal against Marsh. I know there seems to be a weird thing like, oh, people hate him because he's American, because of he's not Bielsa, because of this, because of that. It's just because we don't have any sort of way of attacking with the football. That's mainly why I'm concerned. And also we give loads of chances away at the other end.
But apart from that...
So that's really all I'm upset about. If he could fix both ideally. If he could fix at least one of those things, I'd probably be perfectly all right with him.
Mm.
It's just a bit worrying that we're kind of...
You worry anyway.
We're a long way into this thing now, and it's not...
We need to get you a therapist. Really, we need to get you a therapist in 2023 just to unload all this stuff, all this angst and this worry. It's like...
It's all Leeds United based. I'm otherwise all right.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine, Michael. Mark me on that. So yeah, thank you for listening and watching across the course of 2022. And we'll obviously be carrying on with it all in 2023. It's a weird artificial...
On the plus side, it's probably upset some Newcastle fans.
What
today.
Has today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does propaganda return in the new year?
I think, we'll have to find some clips and come in, because it's obviously a bit of a weird time with bank holidays and extra games and whatnot. But yeah, it'll be worth finding, I think.
Yeah. And Phil Hayshaw will be returning back to its twice weekly slot after this weekend as well. And obviously we've got midweek game, FA Cup. Loads to get your teeth into, loads to look forward to. New signings, Michael. Are you with me?
Yeah.
We'll speak to you in a bit, honestly. The Match Ball.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.